now across the world, and you'll be pleased to know I got a new laptop on the weekend, during the week.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was very good. And I'm enjoying it hugely.
Father and child are well.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're both very happy. China Unicom is buying a heap of iPhones.
Aren't they? Now, the last time I was in, we talked about the fact that iPhone was coming to China and that they were going to have a watered-down version without the Wi-Fi. So that deal's been done, and it's about to launch in September. And Unicom has placed a forward order for 5 million iPhones to be sold through the Carrefour stores throughout China.
That's going to take a while to make.
Well, they're made.
They're made?
Apparently they're made and they're sitting there. They've been making them for the last 6 or 7 months, apparently. What's interesting, though, is the last quarter of Apple's sales were 5.2 million units alone.
There's going to be a bit of a spike, I think, in their figures.
So you would say that the next quarter would must probably be healthy for them.
People do make the point, though, that in China there are a lot of pirated versions around that are a lot cheaper. So how do you think this is going to go?
Well, they talk about that, and they talk about the fact that you can't get all the apps on the iPhone, on the pirated one. So they're hoping that the original one will be...
Adeline's actually got a pirated one.
Wasn't me who bought it.
Yeah, but what's it called?
I didn't hear that.
An iClone. It doesn't work.
You can get them in pink.
In pink.
And half the size. In case your little niece wanted one. Yeah.
My daughter wants one. I saw the most cutest phone yesterday. It was physically in a heart shape. And it had little, obviously not, but little diamantes on the outside. So it was a clam one. And on the outside, when it rang, little diamantes lit up. And it had a mirror on the front, so it was a real girly phone. Just tells you how far we've come.
Well, how far have we come? Well, look, Sally McMahon is the person who's got a pink iPhone, which I didn't know you could get. Would you buy, Sally, a heart-shaped phone?
Of course I would.
Yeah, oh, God.
It looks so pretty when you hold it up to your ear and it's heart-shaped.
You can wear it.
I'm surprised you're surprised. She's got a Barbie bag.
Everything's Barbie.
Right. Yeah, well, that's an interesting story, isn't it? Now, also, IBM, their original 5150 model that we all hated at the time, is 28 years old today.
The old 5150, don't we know it well.
The blue and beige.
For those that don't, you know, the IBM, we talk about the IBM clone or the IBM computer, and this is really the IBM computer that we all talked about in those days. It was so unusual in its day that Time magazine, a year later, called this computer the man of the year. It actually won that award and was on their front cover. And they made the wonderful prediction, which is a business futurist I love, because this is my field. They made the prediction then that 80% of Americans would have a home computer and it would be as common as television sets or dishwashers. Do you think it came true?
No. Well, like they said on The Simpsons, that geeky guy on The Simpsons said once, he said, and I predict that in 50 years' time, this is going back to the 1950s, a black and white film, he said, in 50 years' time, the computers will be twice as fast, twice as big and twice as expensive. Now that came true.
Pretty much twice as expensive. They really come down in price.
Yes.
I saw the Swedish again yesterday because I was at this expo. Asus bought in the new EEPC. It hasn't been launched in Australia. It'll be out here in a month or so. It weighs about 750.
Is that what it's called? The AEEC?
It's the EEPC, but it's the new sub notebook. So it's a real little thing. It weighs about 750 grams. It has that black tortoise shell type cover to it. That's a swivel. So the cover comes up and becomes a swivel and becomes a tablet so you can write on it.
Right.
It's just a
beautiful R2-D2.
So you can either have a normal computer underneath it or you can switch it over, put the tablet on top and you can write
on it. But that hasn't worked particularly for Microsoft.
It hasn't, but I'm telling you this one will, and it will because I've got an order in for it.
Morris, we have to go to news. Can you stay around for a few minutes?
Love to.
Okay, good. That's Morris Misalowski, who is our businessman and also our futurist. We spoke to him about the future expo. We'll find out about that as
Radio Australia Today with Phil Kafkaloudis.
Yeah, and Adeline, and we're having a conversation with Morris Misalowski, who is our business futurist. Now, we've just done the weather about 5 minutes ago, so we might leave it for now, but we've got to do the word of the day. And Morris, will you be the judge of the entries for word of the day?
I would love to be.
Do you know what the rules are here?
Absolutely not. Are there any?
Well, it's because there's absolutely none.
Well, that's why I don't know.
What it is, we give out a word and we get people to give us a funny definition of that word, and you choose the one that tickles you. Okay, here we go. Okay, and the word of the day today was?
Peculate.
Again?
Peculate.
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 There we go.
First entry via email. Peculate is a collection of perks or to collect additional benefits when doing favours or little odd jobs for others.
late, presumably. Okay, good. Okay.
Number two, Tweety Bird investing in risky shares. I used to invest in Tox, but now I peculate.
Again?
Tweety Bird investing in risky shares. I used to invest in Tox, but now I peculate.
Gotcha. Right,
got
okay.
It?
Yeah.
Number three.
Peculate. Got, yes, you got it. Everyone gets it but me. Okay.
Peculate is the opposite of peculate.
Okay.
Number four, peculate. A bit late to think of much, but I imagine peculate is to speculate about someone's picks.
We know where you're coming from.
Number five, what a chicken. But a chicken who loves you does after midnight.
Again? You were so embarrassed reading it that you sort of garbled it up.
What? Peculate is what a chicken who loves you does after midnight.
Peculate. Oh, fair enough. Mm. Okay.
Number six.
Peculate. I didn't say it was a good segment. Okay.
I'll continue when you stop laughing.
Sorry.
Peculate is a victim of acephobia, the fear of the letter S. I pinned a lot of money peculating in hairs, but when the hair market went down, I lost a lot of money.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, hit. All right, there's one more on email. This is number 2467 now. Peculate is what director Henry King told Gregory Peck when Greg showed up 20 minutes late on the second day of shooting, 12 o'clock high. Also purportedly uttered by Martha Graham when Peck showed up 10 minutes late for his first dance class early in his career. Peculate.
Okay, peculate. Yeah, you got
now, let's see what our SMS entries have for us. We have two SMS entries. One says, that's chicken guessing where the corn is.
Okay.
Peculate. And it happens
yes,
to
good.
Peculate is what happens to a husband who escaped being henpecked early in married life.
He got pecked late.
Peculate.
For some of us it happens both early and late. And that's it?
That's our entries.
Now, I've got to say, my favourite one is the one about the no S's. I thought that was very clever indeed. Very Ronnie Barker there. What did you think, Morris?
Of course, they were all excellent entries.
They were.
They were. And they're all deserving of winning.
Of course they are.
Yes. Which is the usual standard thing you told me to read.
Yes.
So I burned that.
I definitely like the one without the S's, but for me it was the simplicity of peculate being the opposite of peculate.
Okay, peculate, peculate. All right, you are the winner, and?
That is Alicia in Bali.
Alicia. Who did the No Wesses one?
That was Garth.
Hey, Garth.
Garth in New Caledonia.
Garth, I'm going to send you one because that was just sensational. So you're getting we've got two prizes today. Two books we're going to give away. Yeah, absolutely. So, look, thank you very much, Morris, for being our judge.
A pleasure.
Our celebrity judge. We're going to be speaking to Phil Whelan, RTHK, in Hong Kong in just a moment. But before we do that, let's have a look at a few other things to do with finance. And what's this?
Whatever stuff.
Samsung unveiling a camera with two screens.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can. That's a good enough reason.
We need to be cross-eyed watching.
No, the screen's actually quite cute. What it does is it has the usual lens on the front that most people take a picture through, but it actually has another little camera next to it. So it's the same camera that you're looking at the back. But what it has is another image on it. So you can put a picture of a clown on it, for instance, if you want kids to smile before you take a picture, so they're actually laughing. Or you can have a countdown on it, so it counts down from 3, 2, or 1.
Ah, that's clever.
So you can put any kind of graphic in it. That's got the usual Bluetooth geotagging, so you can hook it up to USB and you can put a little movie on. So if you wanted people to be sad while you're taking a picture, put some sad images on.
You could, if it wasn't a still camera, if it was a video camera, you could use it as an auto cue.
Absolutely. So it has all those possibilities built into it. It's again another feature on it. We're running out of features to put into the little devices.
But how little would it
well,
be?
We're up to 12 megapixels in standard, so it's a fairly good camera, and it's a pocket camera.
So a pocket camera with a screen on the front, a screen on the back.
Yep. I can tell you exactly how big it is. It's 27mm by 124.2mm.
104.2. That's about 5 inches.
It's quite small.
Yeah, it's quite small. Yeah, four and a bit inches in the old currency. Yeah. Well, okay. That sounds extraordinarily silly to me.
It does.
You know, yeah.
But because we can, we should.
Yeah, we should. Now, I wear your shirt.
I love this one. I just love this one. I love anything that's entrepreneurial and online. Yep. This is a guy called Jason Sadler, S-A-D-L-E-R. He came up with this concept a year ago. You know, if he would have asked me, and I love any business idea, I would have said, just go find a job. What he did is he went online and he said, I will wear your t-shirt for one day if you pay me. On the 1st of January, I want $1. At the end of the year, I want $365. So depending on which day of the year, that's how much you paid him.
Yep. Yeah?
And he sold out the entire year this year. So he now wears a different t-shirt every day. He puts his picture of the wearing his t-shirt up, so it goes onto Ustream, it goes onto YouTube, it goes everywhere that he can flood the market with. And he's made almost $70,000 this year. To be precise, $66,795, plus some of the sponsors have paid him extra to run contests and events for them.
So and it's because he's got the YouTube, the Twitter, and the Ustream stuff? It's not
absolutely.
Because he walks around the main
it's
street?
Both, but it's mostly the online stuff they want him for, because people are now going to his website as a novelty to see what the T-shirt will wear.
I was just about to ask you, what's driving the traffic? How does he drive the traffic?
Because it is social media and it's viral. Now, you would think it's wearing off, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He's half sold next year already, and he's now got an assistant. He's now got a lady with him called Evan White. It is a female, and she's going to be wearing another T-shirt, so he's doubled his workforce.
Oh, so he doubled his workforce.
He's going to have to get a real job one day.
One day. But the guy's turning over. I mean, he sold 115 days is what he claims on his website this morning. In the first 24 hours of going live for next year with his calendar, he claims he'll be sold out by the end of the weekend. He's going to turn over somewhere around $150,000 to $200,000 next year.
Do you think we've just got ourselves an incredibly tireless self-promoter here, and that maybe his figures are a little bit rubbery, perhaps? I mean, it's a possibility.
Well, it may or may not be, but again, there's a T-shirt up every day so far. And if he's being paid for it the way he says, that's the calculation that it works out to.
It's also the easiest way to make money.
Forward bookings, who knows? I mean, we have yet to prove it. But back bookings, we can certainly have a look and say, yeah, he's doing it.
Wow. And where is he?
He's in the States. Where else would he be?
But he is also online, so he is everywhere. The ubiquitous online. An extraordinary, extraordinary story, that. So IBM's original 5150 anchor is 28 years old today. Do you know anyone
it
who's
is.
Ever got one? Who's got one?
Oh, look, I used to have one just as an antique sitting on the floor.
Was that one of the ones you had to actually type in the code?
No, this was actually the first ones after the code. It had the really big, remember the old floppy disk, 7.5 inches?
Yeah.
It had that, and it had the green screen.
Oh,
you know, before we went to the orangey red screen, and
yeah,
I think that was terrific.
Yeah.
So it was the green screen with a big floppy disk and a big chunky box.
Wow.
But you know, seeing that for the first time 28 years ago, God arrived on Earth, I think.
Yeah.
For geeks, anyway.
I actually want to ask Phil Whelan, who's from RDHK in Hong Kong, our partner station, what he thinks of all this tech stuff. Let's see what he's doing right now.
Hello. Good morning.
He's listening. How are you, Phil?
Good, mate. I'm just dropping in for a bit of intellectual stimulation, as I always do on a Friday morning.
Excellent.
And you've come here, huh?
Morris Misiewicz. is our tech man, and he's
Hello,
our
Morris.
Business futurist.
How are you?
Don't
Good
start,
morning.
Morris.
Guys, I've got a proposition for you this morning. Phil?
Yes?
I will wear your underpants on my head while singing The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music if you pay me $1 a day for a whole year. And
I think you're on. They don't have Come to... On. They have to be...
I feel
pre-worn?
Nauseous.
Does that mean I have to take them off?
No, it means Adeline does. Come on, fill us in. I've been listening to you having a very interesting chat about this entrepreneurial fella.
Yeah, this guy. You just quickly want to go through the story again, Morris?
Jason Sadler, an entrepreneur out of America who decided he could make a quid by wearing somebody different's T-shirt every day. So he sold... Basically, he's a moving billboard. So he sold his body every day to wear a different T-shirt. And he has made close to $70,000 this calendar year doing it.
Just to go on YouTube, and you thought that YouTube was useless, that YouTube would do nothing for nobody. Well, this guy has made a living out of it.
He was thinking, I should have thought of that.
I should have thought of that.
It's amazing what you pick up on Radio Australia.
I made double the money, by the way. People paid me not to wear their clothes.
Exactly.
One other thing that Morris was talking about, too, is that there's about to be this huge influx of iPhones. Well, actually, they're made in China, aren't they?
Well, we don't quite know, because it's a secret.
Come on.
I think they are.
Sorry, guys. What about the fact that Microsoft is now climbing into bed with Nokia? I wonder what they're going to come up with.
That'll be interesting, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've got all kinds of deals. I mean, Microsoft and Yahoo have come together. Microsoft, because they're all scared of Google now. I mean, that's one of the big components. And Google's come out with their
new Google's
phone.
Already won all this, hasn't it?
They have, but Google said that they're going to have their Android phone is going to take over the world. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The thing about the iPhone is there are some significant things that it doesn't do.
Yes.
Microsoft does allow you to do on other things like, is it HTML? blah, 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 whatever it
is. HTC.
What's
HTC?
HTC is
just
a brand. They were actually the originators of Taiwanese. They were the originators of the smartphone. In fact, it's the phone I carry.
Oh, is it? Let's have a look.
I've had HTC phones for the last 10 years. Here, I'll show you one of mine.
I'm enjoying this. Oh, that looks cute.
Now, this will mean nothing because Phil's looking at it. It's actually called, it was called a Dopod in Australia. D-O-P-O-D.
They're very stable. I use one. Yes. It's not exactly fashionable now, but it works like a dream.
And I've had versions of the HTC for almost 10 years now. I think they're brilliant fun. And I totally agree with you. They have many more features. When I say that, I'm called a troglodyte. Because everyone thinks you should.
But haven't the iPhone just now at last done MMS and have now done Bluetooth and, you know?
And have now done video and have now done stuff. And there's still a lot of stuff they have to do. It's a great phone. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's just not the best it could be.
I think many of us have suspicions that iPhone can do all these things. They're just rolling those applications out very slowly.
So you replace your old one for a new one.
Maximising your returns.
And talking to a techie professor the other day here who basically said, look at the, you know, the Korean makes, they're on the up. I can't say the brands, but you know the ones I mean.
Oh, you can say the brands.
Well, he said check out Samsung, and he thinks LG is on the rise too.
Well, we've just been talking about a Samsung phone that has two screens, one on the front, one on the back.
Yeah, a Samsung camera.
Camera.
So Samsung's, Samsung's certainly putting a lot of money into development to become number two. I think I heard an interview a couple of weeks ago where they said they were after the number two position in the mobile market. So they're certainly in there.
What about cost?
It just depends. I mean, Samsung phones anywhere from
Are they significantly cheaper? I mean, if they do like an iPhone clone with the Windows bits in it, that's very cool. But is it going to be significantly cheaper?
Look, I don't know. They're going to have to go a long way. Nokia has 47% of the smartphone market at the moment. And Blackberries have 17%.
Which is interesting. I just got a work Blackberry, and the guy down in IT said, why'd you get this for? Just get a Nokia. It's cheaper and easier and better, you know? And Blackberry is so huge.
There's a new Blackberry out in the market, and that's supposed to be a very good piece.
Oh, okay.
The concept of having your email anywhere, I know this is an old conversation, but I mean, I went to get some stuff done with my phone the other day. She says, what, you don't want to have your emails on your smartphone? I'm like, no, really? I mean, it's just completely changed, completely and utterly changed the way we live our days. You know, is it dangerous? Dangerous, because your attention is so glued to this thing all the time.
Well, at least if you're driving, I would imagine.
Well, yes, and you shouldn't be.
And
doing
walking,
that.
Walking. I was crossing an intersection the other day, and I was checking my emails because it's a work phone. I've got to have the emails on. Checking the emails, and the car almost hit me, but it was my fault because I crossed the road.
If you had an Apple for iPhone, you could have bought an app that resolves that problem. There's an application for Apple iPhone, swear you can get this, where you can read your emails and the camera on your phone goes on so you can look ahead and read at the same time on your screen.
I've heard of that. That is just nuts, isn't it?
That is amazing, unless something else comes on the right-hand side where you've got...
Hey, it's not perfect, neither is life.
But that means you've got to hold the phone differently. If you hold the phone down, all I'd see is my shoes, you know? I mean, that's going to be great.
Maybe they're worth looking at.
Yeah, great. But the reason we started talking about all this was because, when I said a lot of iPhones are going into China, 5 million, Phil, they're doing 5 million phones have been ordered, iPhones have been ordered for China. And what did you say the figures were for the last quarter?
5.2 million of global sales in the last quarter of iPhones.
So that is all going to hit China at one time in September.
Actually, it doesn't bother people in China, and it doesn't bother people here too, because you can get them all unlocked. But don't you think they're shooting themselves in the foot with this locked network chip thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would have got one a long time ago if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
The kind of person I should imagine that's their top demographic for having one of these things is, you know, the upwardly mobile, travelling, da-da-da-da-da. And if he goes from here to, say, I don't know, Slovenia, he's going to not be able to use his Apple phone if he's there for any length of time, because it's all jammed up. You know, the AT&T thing in the States.
You can get an unlocked version in Australia if you buy it direct from the Apple store. So there is legally. Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
And
if you buy it from one,
cost you like half a fortune, or?
Oh, not really, not much more. I mean, you're buying it outright. That's the difference. You're just buying it outright, and then you can take it off to any carrier you want.
Yeah, right.
So you're not getting a subsidised version.
Last year, Time magazine rated it as one of their top gadgets of the year, maybe the one. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, everybody was like, must have, because it looks slick. But I wonder if people really thought why they wanted one of these things, apart from it looks slick.
I think, Phil, there are a whole lot of... Well, no, it has use for... great uses. There's a musician here who uses it as a metronome.
That's what they'll tell them.
There's someone else who uses it as a spirit balance.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, you've seen that one, have you?
They make great beer mats.
The beer mat thing, I never thought about that.
There you go. Maybe I could make
it
happen.
Or to have a Star Wars fight. It's how you can turn it into a Jedi sword or something or other.
You
one
can
of our colleagues.
Yes, you can. Yes, yes, you're right. Yeah. It doesn't hold the door open, though. I've tried. It's much too light for that.
Send it back.
Send it back.
Actually, Morris was just saying a bit earlier about IBM's original model, how that was the man of the year. What year was that?
It was the man of the year. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
It was the man of the year. This is the 5150 house brick, and it was made the...
In 1982, it became the man of the year. It made the front
Time
cover
magazine.
Of Time magazine.
This blinking great big thing with an aerial on it, yeah?
It didn't have an aerial, but it was a great big blinking thing for sure.
Astounding, isn't it? How the generations change the things that we think make us look stupid. I mean, if you were to get hold of one of these now and walk down Melbourne High Street, people would throw things at you, wouldn't they?
Well, they would. You'd have to get a trolley anyway. It weighed a ton.
Yes.
Oh, I just found a cautionary tale online about the iPhone.
Go on.
It's apparently exploded in someone's face.
Yes.
So you know about this Morris.
Why? What happened?
France, wasn't it, if I remember it rightly?
Yes, I think it is. It started hissing, and then the screen suddenly broke, sent pieces flying in the air. And
this is not funny.
No, it's not. And someone could have lost their eye.
He was using his girlfriend's telephone, and it exploded on him.
How could it explode? What's in it?
We don't know. According to Apple, it's the only time it's ever happened. According to the blogs, it's not.
That's,
I mean, you're right, it's not funny, but it's one of these quirky stories.
And it's so quirky. I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard Adeline sound like a mother. Someone could have lost an eye.
You could put someone's eye on that.
The story's actually quite sad around Apple, too, because we talked about them building the phones for release. There was a guy that, I mean, this is a sad story, the guy committed suicide a month ago because he was in charge of one of the components of the phone, and the component went missing.
And he felt it was his fault,
and he took responsibility for it and committed suicide.
Well, he was also alleging that he was being bullied. He was locked up in isolation for a number of days, and he was actually, I think the allegation was that he was also beaten up.
Yeah.
So they fired the security person who was in charge at the time. That security person was not involved in holding him down or those allegations of beatings, but nevertheless he was in charge of overall security. So that was a very serious story out of China.
Very serious. And it just goes to show, I mean, we talked about the light side of iPhone, but really we're just taking it far too seriously. I mean, it's just a little device. I love my technology, but it's a device. Guys.
Yeah.
Let's just use it.
And
for
Phil, you're in Technology Central up there in Hong Kong,
really?
Of course.
Oh, I thought you meant this room. No, okay. Do you want to hear something? Do you know what it is? I thought you meant this very room that you've been
Absolutely
in.
Absolutely not.
And frankly, I'm getting sick of guests coming in here calling it old school and cute.
Is it because of the wood paneling that dates back to 1942?
Big day. I walk in this morning and our two Studer tape recorders have gone. They've gone. They haven't been used they haven't been used for a long, long time, but we had two of these great big, you know, Studers in here.
Maybe they disintegrated.
When you're editing.
We know that sound well.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
So you've got extra room now. What are you going to put in their place?
Steve James.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I've got a question for you, Morris, about the phones going into China.
Yeah.
What do you know what the main use for them is there? Because we must take into account that internet access is extremely limited there.
And it's also been banned, so the Wi-Fi is also not possible. So that side of it's not going to be much use at all. I would assume it's going to be because it's the Apple iPhone, it's got to have things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's also going to be used for MP3. You'll still be able to get apps and things for it. It just won't be very connected apart from the telephone side and SMS.
And I don't know about mainland China, but like here, even though some taxi drivers try and look flash and put GPS's on their dashboard, well, they can't hook them up in Hong Kong, so they're just looking flash. So they can't have that application on a phone.
Can you download Google Maps?
Pass. I don't do internet on my phone. Really?
It sounds. I mean, what do you think, Morris? Does it sound like the iPod Touch is a lot more value than the iPhone in China?
It might be. It might. might well be, but I do think it comes back to just owning one of those things. It's a status symbol that's going to move into China, and I would guess that the first 5 million are going to be used very much for that status symbol.
Well, this is interesting, because it sounds like it probably is the label, because I'm absolutely sure that there will be some perfect replicas of this machine being made in China. What's the little what's the music box? I'm losing it. The music player.
iTunes.
Yeah, no.
iPod.
iPod. Duh, it's a movie. Anyway, you can buy clones of that here. I don't guarantee to work perfectly, but you can buy clones here for about $500 Hong Kong.
We were mentioning before that Adeline's got one of the clones of the iPhone, called the iClone. It looks just like an iPhone, except it doesn't do anything. It doesn't. Well, it never had a camera on the back, did it?
It did, I think.
It did have
you
a camera.
You can watch TV on it.
I think the fact that it's made out of papier-mâché should have given you.
Yes,
oh, this is interesting. I love talking techie stuff. What else have you guys been on about this morning?
Oh, dear. Tech-wise, I got a new laptop during the week. That was exciting. And
this
it
is
actually
the point
works.
Where you'd like me to lay an egg. Yeah, it works. What else? Morris, what else were you guys on about earlier on?
We were talking about the new Asus EPC that was coming in, that sweet little honey of a device. It's a sub-notebook, and that's the big push now to make
notebooks.
We've
tried that before, though. Apple did that years ago, and no one bought them.
But Apple's got a new one coming out, although it's this great debate now. It was meant to come out in September. We're now told it might be out by the end of the year, and there's some big announcement Apple wants to make in about 8 weeks, which might include this thing in it.
Ah.
Apple normally makes a big announcement around September, October about forward product, and they're saying they're going to hold off.
But what is it about that company? Because they put out something that was, I forgot, a Duo, I think it was called. It was tiny, and it had a great idea where you could put it in, you could have the big screen at work, you could put this little tiny laptop into it, dock it into the screen at work, and everything would work, and then you could just pull it out. It was small, take it home if you need to do anything on the train, and it was a brilliant idea, and no one bought them. And they also did the Newton, which was a PDA, which was, you know, which was a brilliant idea, and no one bought them, or they did, but they were ripped off because they never worked. And it seemed like Apple was ahead of the game and then just kept dropping the ball, or no one trusted.
Apple was ahead of the game. Those things, I think, would work far better now. In those days, you know, people moving around with their laptops was still a very niche market. But today, they work considerably well. But don't forget, people have iPhones. I mean, my business partner has an iPhone now, and he almost leaves his laptop at home.
Do you guys remember this?
The Saints, Roger
right.
Moore.
Yeah, and you know what I'm going to get onto here? Something that seemed to technologically go right up a corridor and stay there. That was
Volvos.
The Nokia communicator. This thing that was featured very heavily in The Saint. You remember that?
No.
It was like a clunking great thing that looked like a spectacle case. And it was the first example of something that would do anything. It would do all the stuff we have now. Just check it out online as we're talking. Nokia communicator. And that was their big product placement in The Saint.
Well, wow. I got a piece of kitsch the other day. I think I showed Adeline when she came in. I got the Dick Tracy phone watch. I actually own one now.
Really?
Yes, I didn't bring it in today. I promise.
So what happens, you can talk, but there was no pictures on it. Was there pictures on it? Or?
Not in the original one, but in this one. So it's a watch. I'll bring it in next time I come in. So it's a telephone. It has email.
It's two telephones.
It's two telephones. You're absolutely right. Two SIM cards. It has obviously
did you
the phone.
It
has
watch.
It's a watch. Yeah, you can actually tell the time. It's actually one of the... It's actually not its best feature, I must say, the watch. But you can watch TV on it. You can take movies on it. You can get your SMS, your emails. You can do everything that you want to do over the internet. And there's a little thing. The only thing is you really have to squint hard to be able to see the screen.
Also, the Dick Tracy, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's awesome. A
Thank
watch,
you.
And you can tell the time.
And you can tell the time. Actually, the time cost me extra.
But did you say that it also sort of acts as a PDA?
It's an absolute PDA. So it has all your calendar in it. It has all the things that this DoPod or iPhone might have, and all those basic features that we now expect in one of these. It's literally a wristwatch. It's a bit clunky to wear. It's a bit fat.
You don't say.
It's about...
But it is smaller than a phone, a regular
size
phone.
It's much smaller than a phone.
Or a PDA.
Yeah, it's like the old watches.
How do you program stuff in? I mean, with something that's the size of a wristwatch.
It has a USB connector to it. It has Bluetooth connection. Has Wi-Fi.
So you've got to carry a keyboard around with you.
If you want.
And a 64-track recording studio.
And the best thing about it is, it's made my son a real hero at school.
He didn't get beaten up and have it stolen. He lives in Melbourne.
No. They know his father has all these cool little things.
This is something we should talk about one of these days, things that you used to get beaten up for at school.
Well, everything was a word for me.
Oh, really? So we're talking a couple of sad sacks here, are we? What did you lose at school, Bill?
Lose? No, it's not lose. It's the stuff that...
got stolen.
Your mum thinks that it's easier if she makes it herself when everybody else has bought it in some tasty shop down the road, you know, and the kids, they're not really... they're most forgiving when you're 6 years old, you know, and you've got, like, some gym kit that's got flowers and stuff on it. They don't really dig that very much.
Is that why you stayed with the flute?
Well, that in itself, being a musician at school, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's like running the gauntlet, you know. Everybody else was playing rugby and...
Unless you play the drums, and man, that's cool. People at school said, you play the drums.
Not whilst you're wearing that flowery gear that I was just talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely. Oh, dear. Morris, it's been great. Thanks for staying around. It's been nice to be able to do that.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Maybe we can do this in the future. We can make it an ongoing thing. Are you willing to donate a year of your week?
A year of my week.
Well, I was going to say an hour
like
of
I've
your week.
I've been here
week.
For a year already.
No, that's Phil Whelan. He'll do that to everybody. But an hour of your week for the rest of your life here on Radio Australia?
I would love to. The rest of my life I'm not sure about. But I'm a futurist. I can see it for a little while.
Until we get cancelled.
Or until you get sick of me.
Yeah, but no, we'll get cancelled before we're sick of you, I assure you.
I wouldn't worry, Morris. That means you've got two more shows.
That many.
Yeah. Great to talk to you.
And you.
Thanks, Morris Misolowski, who is our Mr. Tech and the Business Futurist. How did the exhibition... Because, Phil, you might be interested in this. Morris was just doing an exhibition about a future supermarket that was on just around the corner from us, where you can go into this supermarket, and the supermarket is one of those smart ones where they know you're coming.
Yes, it was wonderful. I mean, it was wonderful for me because it's one of those rare times in my life where I actually get to show somebody the stuff I talk about, because everything I talk about is 10, 15 years away normally, except for this tech stuff. It's only a couple of months away. So the audience was really, really good. The best thing that happened to me was I did a live broadcast yesterday on television from the show. 2 hours later, my wife was standing next to me, so she's a witness. Somebody came up to me, a woman came up to me and said, I saw you on television and I had to come in to meet you because I've been following you for years.
Stalker.
And I had to touch a stalker, that's exactly. And she was touching me and she was having this terrific time.
Isn't that great when that happens?
So I made her my official stalker because you really need one in this industry.
Yeah, well, Phil doesn't have one, do you, Phil?
No.
Time to go, Phil. We'll have you cheer up by next week. We'll speak to you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's Phil Whelan from RTHK in Hong Kong. Morris Misolowski, thanks for that. Great to speak to you again.
A pleasure. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, and you too. All right, Addie, it's been a very busy day today.
Something we've missed out.
Oh, we've got to give out the definition.
That's right. Yeah. Peculate, the meaning.